John chapter 1, 14 through 18, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, 'This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me. For from his fullness we have received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at his side, he has made him known.'" Well, Laura and I want to wish each of you a Merry Christmas. We pray that you have a great time with family and friends. And most of all, we pray that your experience of hope and peace and joy and love are found only in Jesus. I wrote today's devotional several years ago. It focuses on the hands of Jesus and follows him from the cradle to the cross, ending with his glorious resurrection and an invitation for you. If it's meaningful to you, I pray that you share it with others on this beautiful Christmas day. The hands of Jesus. Tiny hands waving uncontrollably. A shrill cry piercing the damp air of a borrowed cave. A mother's peaceful smile. A mysterious smile on the face of her husband who helped deliver a miracle. The Word became flesh. God confined to an infant. Growing hands, pointing to ancient scrolls, an adolescent voice asking and answering questions, the teachers amazed, a mother who treasured all these things in her heart, a father from heaven smiling with favor, the Word became flesh, God growing in stature. Gentle hands touching blind eyes, deaf ears, and withered limbs. Powerful hands turning water into wine, feeding multitudes with a single meal and touching life into lifeless bodies. Thankful faces without words to express their gratitude. The Word became flesh, the Father glorified through the Son. Constricted hands, the result of spikes driven through his wrists. Arms outstretched, fastened to a wooden beam. A mother stands below, feeling every painful throb as her own. The just father turns his back on his son. The Word became flesh, our sins on Jesus. Scarred hands in resurrected glory. A chariot of clouds lifting him to the Father. A joyful mother watching her son ascend. A promise from the lips of the risen Savior, "Just as I go, I'll return again." The Word became flesh. Resurrection assurance. Open hands inviting every sinner. Accepting all who come to him in faith. Blind eyes see, prison doors are open. The prince or pauper, none are turned away. Eternal life to all who believe. The Word became flesh. Sinful man in communion with the Holy God. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Word, Jesus Christ, the Word you sent from heaven. Thank you for his life, his death, and his glorious resurrection. And thank you on this beautiful Christmas day that through Jesus, we can have an eternal relationship with you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.